woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
It's cold and it's dark and it's January. This is sort of what January is supposed to be,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit of this. Now, today is a very, very important day. It's Let's Talk Day. And this means that 5 cents from every post goes to mental health initiatives across the country. And that means you sharing and posting and using the hashtag Bell Let's Talk. And now I've got the hiccups. Great.
Fantastic.
Cute. Now we're going to explain all the places that you can actually share images and use the hashtag and that sort of thing in a couple of songs at 7:07. Because we want to do a full breakdown for you. It's going to be a great day. We're also going to have Melissa Grello on a little later this morning.
Yes.
Talking about the eTalk and social special this evening. And it's going to talk about, this is really cool. They've got a whole special devoted to frontline workers and mental health initiatives. And I think that's going to be something that you just can't miss television,
yeah.
Right? It's
yeah.
So good. In the meantime, check it in with everybody. TJ, Jax, Jesse, starting with TJ, what's going on?
You know, at-home learning can't be easy, especially for students, but something that always amazes me about the younger generation is how creative they can get with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the new trend right now for kids on Zoom calls while learning, if they don't want to answer a question, they hide their video and they change their name on the Zoom call to reconnecting ...
Amazing!
So it looks like they have a poor internet connection and the teacher won't.
Crafty.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the teachers, but I respect that
I
hustle.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love,
yeah,
that.
Love that.
Jax, what's up with you?
Throughout 2020 and now into 2021, when you start to see hopeful headlines like, you know, vaccines or things that are looking good, you get really, really excited. And yesterday I read this. John Tory says it's time to talk about a reopening plan. He prefaced, this is not happening tomorrow or next week, but they're starting talks about a reopening plan, a strategy.
Amazing. We like
in Ontario. I felt excited,
yeah,
because things could be looking up, guys.
They are looking up,
yeah,
and the cases are way down, and that's fantastic. And everybody, keep to it.
Yeah,
we can do this.
We're doing it.
Producer Jesse,
do you guys remember about a month ago when we talked about this AI that Microsoft was developing, where you could talk to your dead
relatives?
Loved ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So there, it was a chat bot, and it would react like you're talking to your to whoever's passed away. Well, the general manager of artificial intelligence at Microsoft said they're not going to create a consumer product around this AI because
good,
it was too creepy.
It's
terrible. So they did it, and it was too scary.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So Microsoft won't do it, but you know someone else will.
Let it be.
Elon Musk has entered the chat.
It's like cloning. It's like we can develop it, and it's weird, or we can let someone else who's a little bit scarier than us develop it. So we may as well develop it. I'd rather have Microsoft in control of it because at least I feel like they're going to take good care of it.
It's too much robot talk for the morning.
It's gonna be, exactly.
Right?
I agree.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So today is Bell Let's Talk Day. It's something we do every single year, and probably you've heard about it, but just in case you've forgotten sort of how it works, because listen, it's been a busy year.
Yeah.
One of the things that we get is the ability to basically post all day on our social media, which is what we're doing anyway. And it doesn't really matter what you're posting about. If you use the hashtag Bell Let's Talk on your Twitter, your Instagram, Snapchat, everything, it all goes to mental health initiatives in Canada. Bell will donate 5 cents from every interaction, meaning you make a phone call from a Bell Wireless home phone customer, you get 5 cents. So you just call your friends and family, say hi.
Yeah.
You text, and you are a Bell customer, 5 cents. Twitter, use the hashtag Bell Let's Talk, 5 cents from every single tweet, retweet with quote.
That's right.
Even replies count. Just
everything.
Just include the hashtag. Facebook, use the Bell Let's Talk Facebook frame. Or you can watch the official video, 5 cents again. There's Instagram. You can use, each time you use the official video on Instagram, so there's a video that they have on Instagram, you use that video, watch that video, it's 5 cents. Snapchat, there's a Bell Let's Talk Snapchat filter. YouTube, every time you watch the official video on YouTube, Bell will donate 5 cents.
Amazing.
TikTok, every time you upload a video using hashtag BellLet'sTalk on TikTok.
Amazing.
So you're an influencer on TikTok.
Yeah. Look at that. We're on the talk this year.
Use hashtag BellLet'sTalk.
I love it.
And Pinterest, each time you watch the video on Pinterest, Bell will donate 5 cents towards mental health initiatives.
TJ loves Pinterest. You know, this is your platform, honey.
I do.
Get on there.
You know what? I'm all about, and now I have a new board to
make.
Yeah,
that's right.
I do love Pinterest.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
If you're a car person, it's really good.
It's a place to be.
Cool, man.
Long story short, what we want you to do is help us help end the stigma around mental health and donate money to mental health initiatives around the country. And like we said, 5 cents from every interaction. And you can check it all out at 999virginradio.ca. We've all had our own mental health journeys.
Oh, yes.
And we know that it's a story of hope. It can be a tough road. And if you got friends going through it, if you're going through it yourself, today's a day to remind yourself that you're doing a great job and to reach out to people, right?
Absolutely.
It's always important.
And I don't know if you guys are aware of this. It has been a very tough year for everybody.
Not aware.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So today is more important, it feels. Like it has a lot more weight than I think maybe even previous BellLet's Talk Day. So just check in with yourself, check in with your friends, and do what you can to end the stigma around mental health.
Every single year we see so much progress. And the amount that people are talking about it and breaking down those barriers and like getting rid of that stigma, like you said, Adam. So it's a beautiful day to chat and to share.
And every year we break records. And I think with everybody home this year, we might set another one. That's what we're hoping for.
That's right.
You can help us out. You can even retweet Virgin Radio's tweet that just went up about how to do this.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What are the lockdown / pandemic purchases you've made? So the purchases you've made in the last 10 months, I guess, that you regret the most. Now, I was made fun of mercilessly for buying a paddleboard last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I lived near the water.
Yeah.
And I didn't use it. So no, I think the criticism was fair.
Wasn't it?
Now, I don't regret buying it, though. Regret buying it. Yeah.
A lot of diapers.
Well, so I'm wondering,
and
this is just if I'm about to make another bad purchase, okay?
Probably.
Okay. So I haven't been to a gym since like March.
Is Adam buying a Bowflex?
No, I'm not buying a Bowflex. No, I'm not buying a Bowflex.
What are you getting?
So you know, like free weights or like, you know, the adjustable ones are so expensive, right?
Yeah, and hard to find.
But I finally saved up enough money to actually buy the. But they're a lot of money.
Yeah, they are.
Like a lot. And I'm just wondering if I am about to make a huge decision, like a huge, like we're talking like over $300 here.
Ooh.
I've been putting money away for like 6 months, ready to go.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, am I going to regret it? Because here's what I hear from people that have home gyms. They're like, I bought all the equipment, had all the intentions, never use it.
I find it incredibly hard to work out at home. Like to get the willpower, to manifest the willpower to do that. I don't think it's a bad investment, man. Like if you were buying another paddleboard, I'd have trouble with that. Yeah. But no, it's like it's an investment in yourself. You just gotta use it, Adam.
No. Terrible call.
Really? Well,
yeah, yeah.
Why?
When was the last time you worked out, honestly, at home?
Like I said, I haven't worked out in like a year.
Okay.
Like not since March.
No.
But that's why I want to have it. So I will work out.
No, you won't though.
What do you mean?
Because listen, I went out when the pandemic first started.
Oh, here we go.
I had gone to the gym a couple times. You and I have a very similar way of doing things, I think, where we think if we spend money on stuff, that'll encourage us to go.
Yeah, agreed.
So when everything was starting to lock down, I went out and I bought running shoes, a new pair of running shoes, and I bought this like mat that I could use in my apartment and just like a couple things here and there because I was like, okay, I'm going to do it in my apartment. It'll be fine. I did it twice.
Wow.
And then I stopped. And you and I are very similar. So I know how your brain works. And it's not going to work the way you think it's going to work, man.
All right.
It's going to sit there.
I think it's a good idea.
You
think because, I've heard you talking about wanting to do this.
Okay.
And, you know, you're busy. You're a dad. I think that having it at home could help. And, like, when you do have some free time. I've heard you talk. If you just brought it up today, I'd say don't do it. But, like, yeah.
We got a text message saying, hey, if we're talking bad pandemic purchases, how about TJ's chair?
That was a great purchase. I do not regret the chair.
I don't use the word hate very, very easily, and I hate that chair.
Just to give us some context, because it has been a minute since we talked about the best chair that's ever made.
Oh, my God.
My girlfriend and I bought these chairs from Indigo that are foldable chairs that you can take to the park with you or the beach, and they're held together by Velcro. You open them up, and then so you can lay down on the ground. There's like a little pad, and then there's a little backing to the chair.
So
the only thing it's missing is a cup holder.
So ugly.
Okay.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
So here's what we want to know. What is the pandemic purchase that you regret?
Mm-hmm.
The one that you regret. I want to see how many of these are health and fitness related. Because if none of them are, then I'm going to be like, okay,
yeah,
then I should probably buy these.
I believe in you, Adam.
So what are yours? What are the purchases you made where you go, oh, that was really stupid? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Paddle boards included, if you must. But I don't regret it. It's just not been used.
Then truth hurts, it.
I should use it, yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, I got a question. Pandemic purchases that you regret. I think I'm about to make one myself.
Again?
Or I'm not sure. TJ thinks I am. Yeah. Jax thinks I'm not. I want to buy adjustable dumbbells. And they're expensive. And they weren't expensive before the pandemic, but they're outrageous now. Yeah. Finally saved up enough money, but I'm like, do I want to pull the trigger on this one? So wanted to see who regretted their purchases, what purchases were regretted the most. 999-999 TJ, what are we looking at?
Let's start with some fitness ones, shall we? Since it's on brand. Mm-hmm. Someone from the 416, the worst pandemic purchase I made was 2 20-pound dumbbells. I can barely lift 10 pounds as of now.
Well, so. It means that you just have work to do. Yeah. That means you don't have to lift the full 20.
It's also dangerous. Be safe.
Yeah.
The chat. Yeah. From the 647, my husband and I bought a treadmill at the beginning of the pandemic.
No. Oh, yeah.
And have probably used it a combined total of 5 times.
Becomes a clothes rack.
Here's the thing that nobody tells you about treadmills is they suck. Nobody likes a treadmill. Not even runners like treadmills.
Yeah, it's hard on your knees.
Yeah, it's hard on your knees. People rather be outside, moving around, looking around.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
From the 647, I bought a cottage. The monthly upkeep is ridiculous. I want to feel bad for you, but then you bought a cottage, so I feel like things are going pretty okay.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, you buy a cottage, it's a second house.
And they had a huge upswing in cottage sales because people were like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
100%. And the thing is, all the chores you have to do at your house. When you get a cottage, you have to do them all again. Every single week. I'm not like, I love going to other people's cottages as long as it's not mine.
If you need help cleaning your cottage, our fair texter, please invite us.
We're always looking for a good cottage friend.
Exactly.
So you're in.
Bunch of mooches.
From the 647, hair clippers. I let my wife give me a haircut.
Ooh.
I let my girlfriend do that last summer. She did a great job, but I'm growing it out now.
I've had a few DM offers to cut my hair.
Yeah,
I love your hair. Don't listen to it.
It's a little bit, because my hair gets a little outrageous because it's curly and it's long, and I haven't had a haircut since October. So whenever we do open back up, I'm going to see my boy Philippe, and we're going to get this cleaned up. But in the meantime,
I feel like a cheat and a lie because my girlfriend's a hairstylist. So
I know.
I'm getting haircuts
it's
on the side.
It's so not fair.
It's working out well.
Yeah, you're the only one who looks good here.
Ah. We should start shaming Jax on Instagram. Like when she posts photos, be like, oh, where'd you get your haircut?
That's a nice haircut, Jax.
Yeah,
wow. Ooh, looking real cool. A little clean.
No lockdown orders for you, I guess. Eh?
We're all in this together, huh, Jax? Another one from the 905. I bought a ukulele and have used it once.
Really?
Yeah. Ukulele
That's
tricks
nice.
You because it's got 4 chords and you're like, it should
They're
be easy.
Hard.
It's like an easy guitar. And you would be so wrong because the chords are just as complicated.
The people who can play them, though, are probably the most charming people in the world. You see someone pick up a ukulele around like a campfire, you're like, I'm falling in love with you.
You should ask them what their favorite Zooey Deschanel movie is. Because if you own a ukulele, there's a very high probability that you love 500 Days of Summer.
Oh my God.
Hey, so since we're talking about buying stuff and giving stuff, it sounds like there's not a lot of fitness things on there. There was only the one.
Okay, well, there's another one from the 289. I bought the Beachbody year subscription workout programs to do at home, and I haven't done them since July.
Okay.
Why didn't you make it to July, though? Good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you don't need a Beachbody right now.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap this up, we do have weighted blankets to give away every day.
Yes.
Or every hour today because of Bellette's Talk Day.
They're incredible.
Now, there's a purchase we've all made that you would not regret, but you don't have to purchase this one. Just call our 9 right now at 416-872-9999. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for all of your text messages, because I believe I'm going to make this purchase, guys. I'm going to buy these damn weights.
Do it.
And I'm going to get swole. I'm going to walk in here and you're going to be like, wow, he's aggressively
spoiler
sexy.
Alert. He didn't.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is getting a new beach. According to Create.to, the Leslie Slip Lookout Park will be a new destination in Toronto's Portlands, located on Martin Goodman Trail at the entrance to Tommy Thompson Park. We all know where that is, right?
Yeah.
That's where I live.
Yeah, that's where
Was that there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just down from Ashbridges.
Isn't that Woodbine Beach?
Well, no. So there's Woodbine, then there's Ashbridges, and then you go further over, and you go going over to Cherry. And
I got you.
This is what we're talking about, the Leslie Slip.
Old Liberty Village over here doesn't know where he's going anymore, right, TJ?
West End guy.
Yeah. Listen here, you East End trash. I don't care.
Stop it.
The park will include a public beach and forested dunes that will create a new multi-use community destination in Toronto's East End. The open space is also going to include a viewing platform that will provide the public with an elevated look at the Toronto skyline, which you have a hard time seeing because you live in the East End.
You know, when this is finished in 20 years, I'm going to go there and I'm not going to invite you. So
I was going to say it's going to be a great place for Everly, but she's going to be like 30 by the time it's done.
Yeah. She will be through university by the time that's finished, but it'll be nice.
We'll be retired.
Yeah.
Toronto is no longer one of Canada's sexiest cities, which is a big bummer. Online retailer Pink Cherry kicked Toronto off the list this year of the country's top 10 most sexy cities. Calgary, Surrey, Edmonton, Ottawa, and Winnipeg were in the top five. London, Ontario, Hamilton, Ontario, and Brampton, Ontario, beat us off the list.
But let's be clear, this is like made up of who's buying the most sex toys, correct?
Yeah. So, Toronto placed number 11. So, sorry, go ahead.
I'm upset.
You are upset. You look visibly upset.
Let me tell you something. Pink Cherry, who used to sponsor Ghosted, by the way.
We love Pink Cherry.
You should come back.
Yeah, we miss you.
Listen, guys, the reason that everybody, those cities all got a big boost is because everybody left the downtown core in the pandemic to go move back in with their parents, okay?
Exactly.
So you think Hamilton's on the list. Because that's where all the people went back to Hamilton.
I'm more concerned about Brampton. I'm from Brampton.
I'm happy for Brampton.
Brampton's
good for Brampton.
Hot, baby. Brampton is hot.
There's something going on in Brampton.
I like
you
Brampton.
Know what I mean?
There's a vibe. Yeah.
Toronto was 8th last year, by the way, and we dropped down to number 11. Kraft Dinner is releasing a limited edition candy Kraft Dinner, and everyone is rightfully upset about it. Luckily, you can only win these boxes. You can't buy them, thank God. Kraft will be giving lucky winners a box as long as they winners boxes as long as they follow the company and woo them with their best pickup lines or cheesy love lines on social media.
That's fun.
They're available now until February 14th. The pictures of it. You hear candy Kraft Dinner and you go, that doesn't sound so bad. Yeah. And it's like pink and white candy. And you're like, oh, this is just as bad as it could be. Yeah.
It's like when they used to have green ketchup. You remember that?
Yeah.
You have a problem with green ketchup and I don't understand it. It just tasted like green ketchup, but it was green.
But it looked like vomit. Right?
Yeah, that
was my problem. Is that an issue?
It wasn't bad.
there's a look thing with food.
No,
you know?
Adam, how dare you have a perfectly reasonable
food plan. I don't understand the hate. It was fine. It worked.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. How about this? Not only is it Bell Let's Talk Day and all your social media interactions are worth 5 cents, and you should definitely log on to 99.9virginradio.ca and get involved. But we also want you to live rent-free in 2021. And we're going to do that for you after Dua Lipa and DaBaby right now. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
We want you guys to meet Vanessa. Vanessa, who was ghosted by somebody named Lance. And that's a name, Lance.
Lance.
Now, I don't know if we're going to like Lance after this or not. Vanessa, you got to tell us the story. What happened? How'd you guys meet?
So Lance and I actually matched on Hinge back in, I want to say, September.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a bit.
But after like a week, you know, the messages and the conversation just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
But then, you know, fast forward to present day, and he comes back and messages me, and he said, hey, sorry, I fell asleep.
that's actually pretty clever.
All right.
I thought it was clever. I thought it was funny. And so we started talking again, and we decided to give it another shot.
Yeah.
But for our first date, I mean, quote unquote, I don't know if you can even call it talked on the phone. And I always think that FaceTime and Zoom and all that's kind of awkward because I like to kind of read the energy. But we did a phone call.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just kind of hung out on the phone for 2 hours, actually, while we worked from home. And I thought it was cute. Thought it was fun. Wanted to keep getting to know Lance.
Yeah.
But, you know, he actually ghosted me again.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe he fell asleep again.
He's very, very tired.
Melatonin.
Very tired.
Yeah, and I mean, I can be a pretty shy person, so I don't know if maybe I just didn't show enough personality.
Oh, you seem fine with that.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I'd love another shot because I'm actually, you know, like really fun, and it's just, you know, just to kind of maybe try it out again face-to-face, in person.
Yeah. I've never liked when shy people blame their shyness, because it's kind of on the other person, too, to bring out your fun side. Like, you can't put all the blame on yourself, you know, for just being shy. Am I alone in that?
Yes.
It's not my job for you to be a personality.
You gotta reveal.
No, I don't think it's one way or the other. There's like a meeting in between.
I could not disagree with both of you more. I think if you want somebody to get to know you, you can't just be like, okay, well, I'm a vault, unlock me. That's not the way it works.
As the veteran of the longest relationship on the show.
That's true, actually.
That is, actually.
And it's what? What are we at?
Eight months.
All right. So, Vanessa, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back, and we are going to make this call to this guy with you listening on the phone. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you miss Vanessa's story, it's a cute one. She matches with this guy named Lance on Hinge. They start talking. Yeah. And then you guys stop talking for how long, Vanessa?
A good 3 or 4 months.
Okay. And then he was like, oh, sorry, I forgot to message you. I fell asleep or something like that, which
you know what, though? Good for him. Like, start back up that conversation. Like, that's brave. That's bold.
Also, maybe he was actually cryogenically frozen. We don't
know. Could have been. So he had a 2-hour call with Lance, and so 2 hours is a long time to be on the phone with anybody.
Yeah.
So it seemed to have gone well, and then you never heard from him again.
Yep, exactly.
So now she wants to know what the heck happened and if we can get things going. And basically, I wonder if we're going to end up just paying their phone bill as a part of the date, right? Like, you know, normally we pay for dinner, but that's not possible right now. So, okay. So, Vanessa, before we call Lance, just so you're aware, sometimes the answers in this stuff can be kind of harsh.
Yeah, kind of yucky.
So are you sure you want to make this call?
I mean, I don't know how harsh he could be, because we were on the phone
for 2 hours.
I mean, I didn't have anything in my teeth, or, you know, I don't have any weird appendages, so.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right, so let's give him a call.
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Hi, Lance. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, what can I do for you guys?
Okay, so we were wondering if you could give us a little information on somebody named Vanessa, and specifically why you ghosted her.
Vanessa, I don't really understand. I can give you guys her number if you guys want to call.
No, it's the funny part about that is it's about calls. It's like why you won't call her. What's going on here? Why did you ghost her?
He's all business.
Vanessa does not want me to call her. I did her a favor by ghosting her.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that one. That's a first.
Cool, thanks for the really vague
statement. Can you get into the specifics, Lance?
Look, Vanessa and I texted for like a couple weeks or whatever, and we had one phone call. And this girl is busier than a hippie at a tie-dye contest.
Okay.
The call lasted 2 hours. This girl is so busy. She put me on hold every 10 minutes to answer an email or take another call or join a meeting. I was actually really into Vanessa, but she just doesn't have the time to date anyone. And you know what? I don't even think she realizes that.
Okay, so we talked during like the busiest part of my day. Like, I was so interested in getting to know you.
Vanessa?
yeah, that's Vanessa. She's been listening secretly, or was supposed to be listening secretly the entire time. Wanted to know if you'd be willing to go on a second date with her that we would pay for, Lance.
Look, Vanessa, you put me on hold for no less than 6 times in 2 hours. I don't think a second date really fits your Outlook calendar.
I'm surprised you didn't tell her that yourself.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair to Lance, to book something, book a call in the middle of the most busy period of your day doesn't sound like a recipe for success. Yeah. However, Vanessa, what do you do?
I do a lot. I'm in school. I'm actually trying to get my master's, but I also run an e-commerce site. I do a lot of drop shipping, and I do freelance digital marketing for a couple of brands as well.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Sounds great.
It sounds like you're very busy.
You're a busy bee.
It was the busiest part of my day, but it just seemed to be a busier day than normal as well. So it wasn't like I was trying to be like, oh, give me a second.
Lance, you had some thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys said like you didn't understand, but I can understand pretty well. It sounds like zero time for Lance. is what it sounds like to me.
You know, when you start losing an argument, it's always best to refer to yourself in the third person, Lance. Good call.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm assuming, Lance, that that's a no for you then.
Yeah, this isn't going to work for me. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for your time, Lance.
All
right. Hey, Vanessa.
Cool.
Yes.
So Lance has hung up. Yeah. He's not on the phone. He's not listening in
Lance
secretly.
Lance doesn't want to talk anymore. Yeah. Okay?
Hey, guys. It's Lance, and I'm just Lancing.
Like, what? Vanessa, you just do you.
Yeah, and keep
you're doing
girl.
Great. You sound what a catch. Yeah. So please find someone better than that.
That call kind of I don't even have words for it.
You don't need to. None of us
in
do.
A third person, and I mean,
Vanessa,
might be a little afraid of strong women.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You get that vibe, hey? Yeah.
To quote Lance, you should have no time for Lance.
Yeah.
So have a wonderful day, and we hope to catch up with you sometime soon when you're in love and happy.
Great. Thank you so much.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Just out there lancing.
Oh, yeah, dear God.
That's what people are saying. That's what the teens are saying. Is that they're lancing.
That's
normally what we do, TJ.
From the 905, Vanessa, I'm proud of you for tackling all that with such a busy schedule. Everyone's just shipping Vanessa right now as they should. Vanessa's
awesome.
Yeah,
we love Vanessa.
Another one from the 647. She's a successful, hardworking woman. Masters, WTF. I want to be her best friend. He can frig off.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. If you're dating a busy person and they make time for you, even if it's a little bit of time, take it as a compliment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Virgin Radio Toronto, if you want to watch this again on Instagram.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Before we bring Melissa Grello on, I just want to mention to you that at the end of this interview, we're going to give away a blanket-weighted blanket from Sleep Country Canada. Because it's Bell Let's Talk Day, and you should be snuggled up and happy. And they actually help with anxiety and things like that, which is kind of neat. So, without further ado, let's bring her on. Gentlemen, I think this is the first time Melissa Grello joins us on Virgin Mornings.
Hey!
So, Melissa, I mean, obviously, Bell Let's Talk today. It's a huge day every single year, but E-Talk's doing a special on this. Can you tell people what to expect with tonight? Because it's a really special focus on frontline healthcare workers.
Listen, we all know that this has put a lot of pressure on everybody, even people who have never had experiences or challenges with their mental health before, all of a sudden going, okay, this is what a challenge looks like. Then you add on top of that people who have been struggling for a really long time, and it's just added a whole new layer of pressure. And for some people, it's just too much. And I don't think we see that more than in our frontline workers. And let's be honest, they are superheroes among us. And the kinds of pressures that they are facing, whether they're fears for their own health, whether it's not enough pay, whether it's burnout, whether it's challenges with their own mental health, we've heard really sad stories from all walks of life in that particular domain. So I think if we can show people what those challenges are and also celebrate them and let them know that we've got their back, I think that that's a big part of the special.
Melissa, not to give too much away about the special, but is there any stories from frontline workers that stick out in your head that last a lasting impact on you?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I was stunned to learn that there are 9 times more pediatricians in Canada than there are geriatricians. There are only 300 doctors for our seniors across this entire country, and yet they are becoming a bigger and bigger part of our population. And so I kind of sat there and thought, well, who's helping people as they age? And now in a pandemic, we're realizing not enough. And so we're going to hear from doctors who themselves have been facing their own mental health challenges. And if you don't take care of yourself, how do you take care of those around you? We're going to hear really compelling stories of people who are sharing really vulnerable stuff.
Melissa, we have this incredible special. The folks at home watch it. And once they're done watching it, how can somebody start, you know, those small steps of getting this dialogue started at home?
I think really it's just, you know, listen, it's tough. Those conversations are really tough. But maybe by watching, they're going to realize, oh, everybody is suffering in one way, shape, or form. And maybe by just saying to somebody that you love and trust, I don't think I'm okay. Hopefully by watching this special, you'll get some tools as to what to do if that person is you and you need to share, or if you are a caregiver or a loved one and you hear that from someone, then you're going to get a lot of tools in just learning that it's actually far more pervasive and normal than a lot of people think.
Yeah.
So the special is tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. The Social's Melissa Grello and E! Talk's Tyrone Edwards host in this together, a Bell Let's Talk Day special. Melissa, quickly, you're at home in your basement. People are going to be able to watch this on our Instagram page at Virgin Radio Toronto. Your basement looks like a studio. It's beautiful. But you've got kids. You know what it's like. You're at home. You're stuck like everybody else. What do you do to kind of find that little bit of serenity to kind of take a moment for yourself?
Well, you said it. I'm hiding in my basement. Don't tell anybody I'm down here. No, seriously. I am separating, trying my best to separate. And I'm lucky that I can separate a little bit of my work from my personal life, because for everybody, it's all a big nebulous blob. It's all the same thing. And so I'm trying to create just little pockets of my day, pockets in space that are just for me. I'm lucky to do that. I know not everybody has that chance. And y'all know, if anybody's following me on Instagram, I love me a good workout. Pump up the jams. Obviously, listening to Virgin. Just kick my own butt in the gym. This is how I am finding little moments of peace and serenity just for mom. Don't tell anybody.
Melissa Grello, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. It's so nice to have you. Next time, we hope it's in person.
I hope so too. Miss you guys. And thanks so much for this. Really appreciate it.
Love you. Thank you.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Mayor John Tory said it's time to talk about the reopening plan. Now, don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay.
This is going to happen today or tomorrow, but the mere mention of this is a fantastic piece of news.
Yes.
He said, I believe the time has come to start to talk about it, only so that we can have a proper, thoughtful plan that is both respectful of the needs of people and businesses and students, but also very respectful of the fact that when we do come to reopen, one assumes we'll have made sufficient progress against the virus that we can't afford to backslide. So you might remember around May last year, they started, that news kind of broke. And then we're like, mm-hmm. Was it May? Maybe it was April. Anyway, we were like, ooh, this is like the first positive conversation we've had since the whole lockdown thing. Mm-hmm. And this kind of feels the exact same way.
Am I allowed to softly get excited?
Yeah, you can get excited, but it's not going to happen until mid-March.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Halsey's pregnant, which is fantastic news.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Halsey. She announced it via social media.
Yeah.
She's pregnant with screenwriter Alev Adine. They've been dating since 2020. And she's been vocal about wanting to be a mom. She said in an interview in 2020 that becoming a mom is looking like something that's going to happen for me. That's a miracle, which is really cool. So
good for her. That's awesome.
Hey, Zoom meetings have caused a surge in the sales of books for backgrounds. Book Barn International sells and lends books in bulk that have been featured in TV shows. And they said they've seen a massive rise in sales for home offices during the lockdown.
Oh.
Yeah. Their CEO, Nick Bates, said that the people are buying them to enhance the background on their Zoom calls because they got tired of doing it in front of a white wall and one plant.
I was looking at mine yesterday. We had an hour and a half Zoom call after the show with our boss and a consultant. And I remember, I'm looking at my background going, looks a little barren there. And I don't know what to do about it because I don't really have an office. I just have sort of my couch.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I said to my coach, it looks like I'm in a jail, like with the radiator behind me. I don't know. I think we're too far into the game of like caring at this point. Like if your background doesn't look good, it's all good.
Yeah. I live in a 200 square foot apartment. Yeah. So there's only so many walls you can point the camera at before you're doomed. Yeah. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Bridgerton. If you haven't watched the show, you need to. Jax and TJ won't watch it because they're like, no, it's only sex. I'm like, oh, sex is so bad. It's actually a really great story, though.
Mm-hmm.
You should check it out.
Yeah, I bet you read the magazines for the article.
It's not, honestly, there isn't that much sex in it. People are like, oh my God, there's so much sex. There's really not. Like,
is
I mean,
he
like,
watching murder documentaries over and over?
If
thank you.
If you grew up with the internet, you've seen way more sex than what's on Bridgerton.
Why would I watch Bridgerton when there's 900 episodes of Forensic Files on Netflix?
Oh, that's true. You're not through those yet? Now, sometimes they'll walk into a room and there'll be like a ball or something playing.
Yeah.
And then there's music in the background and I'm like, I recognize that song. I know that song. Because mm-hmm. Shonda Rhimes is sneaky. And she takes hits that we play on Virgin Radio and then turns them into like big band music or like string quartets and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
So I wanted to play them for you.
Sneaky. Okay.
And TJ, this is TJ versus Jax. I want to see who knows our music better.
I hate this.
Because it's turned into classical music. And you can play along. 999-999, make sure to text in. First person to get the right answer in wins the round. And there are five songs I'm going to play for you.
Okay, so it's a race.
Well, it's a race to be correct, yes. So be correct on this one.
You slow down there, big rig.
All right, so I'm going to play it for you. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Song number one.
Thank you, next. Ariana Grande.
Oh,
yeah.
She got it.
Yes.
Jax is up 1-0. Okay. Are you guys ready for song number two?
Kinda.
Are you ready for song number two?
It's not ready. Here we go. Here we go.
Girls Like You.
Yes, thank you. Oh my goodness.
Stop giving me such intense eye contact.
Never.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah. Look at these Ann Harris blue eyes and try and guess the songs. Okay, all right, all right. You ready for the next one?
Yes, yes.
Okay, the next one I think you're going to really, really like.
Okay.
Oh, I know this.
This is embarrassing.
Oh,
guys,
my God.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on.
Thinking too hard. I thought I had it.
No looking at the text because the texts are getting it. We are now 30 seconds into the song.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you guys listen to the music on this scene?
Oh, this is making me anxious.
Shawn Mendes.
What's that Shawn Mendes song we play all the time?
In My Blood.
Oh, my God, it finally.
How long did that take?
48 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, TJ, you suck.
Sometimes the engine needs to rev up, you know?
all right. Good off the top.
You did.
You got one right. That wasn't so good.
So,
that was luck.
2-1, TJ.
Yeah.
Let's see if you know the next one.
Oh, my God.
If I can play it. Here we go.
Running away with it?
TJ's winning. Well, it's going to win because there's only one more song. Now, let's see if Jax can at least pull within one. Okay?
I'm two in my head.
So that was Bad Guy, Billy Eilish.
Jesse, I'm looking at the text. Okay.
No, he was. Oh, is he?
Jesse.
See, no.
Producer Jesse got up to check to see if TJ was looking.
I was not. No. Honestly, I was not.
Was he looking, Jesse?
Was he looking, Producer Jesse?
They're open.
TJ,
I wasn't looking.
No,
you gotta minimize
TJ's
the window.
Been cheating.
Just
TJ
minimize. We can't prove that he was cheating.
I know you're lying.
You guys are staring into each other's eyes.
Assassination that's happening right now.
Let me get the next song, okay? It's really important that we try this, okay? All right. Do you want to do a sudden death right here?
Yeah. Okay. You know what?
Both of you, shut off your computer monitors.
Okay.
This is between. All right.
I wouldn't cheat.
Okay. So this is the last song, and TJ also likes to look at my computer.
Yeah, TJ.
Okay. Why do you guys think I'm eagle-eyed? I'm sorry.
All right. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Bridgerton version of a song that we have played hundreds of times on 99.9 Virgin Radio. It's going to be hard.
Where's your text now, TJ?
He's focused, you're not.
Prisoner, Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa.
No, keep going. You might
Watermelon
get it here.
Sugar. Oh my God.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Her new album. Second new album.
Wildest Dreams.
Hey!
Sit back down.
Yeah, I still won.
For the Billie Eilish
one? This is
one?
A good day to be me.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, TJ is the champion. And if you've been listening in,
I'm sweating.
It could have been the most painful game between the two of you since the game I asked. Remember we had the game about Tinder and Bumble and what was best?
Why do you make us play these games with you?
Mostly because you're bad at them.
I don't like who I became just now.
Yeah, that's why.
I get so competitive.
Can you guys be friends again after this?
I don't know.
Give me a faraway kiss.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How early is too early to Valentine's Day? Like, the thing is, with the way relationships are right now, at least from what I've seen, dating and that sort of thing, you date someone for like 2 months and then it's like, okay, like, I guess we're in a relationship, yeah. But you don't even like mention it. It's like, no, I guess we're in. Are you seeing anyone else? No, I'm not. Okay, well, just be really quiet about
it. Yeah.
But like, if you are dating and you want to be romantic, because that's when you want to be like super romantic.
Yeah.
And you've seen, started, you matched with somebody in a week ago.
Yeah.
Do you expect that by mid-February, you should be celebrating Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
And what if you match with somebody today and it's like 2 weeks from now? On the Sunday, are you celebrating Valentine's
Day? Yes.
No.
What?
No, I feel soon. I think the cutoff is a month. Anything before a month, there's an acknowledgement of it, but there's no celebration of it.
Okay,
no.
Anything before a month?
Really?
Anything before a month. So if you're like 3 weeks in or whatever, you're not going to get, like, people say like flowers are cheap and stuff. It's like, yeah, but like it's not the flowers, it's what the flowers represent. And like people put a lot of weight behind, you know, gifts and the relationship and what that means. Are we exclusive, etc.
Yeah.
After a month, it's more likely that you've had those conversations about what you're doing, what you are, what the definition of the relationship is. And then I think it's okay.
No. I think that you're looking too hard into it. I think that if you happen to be with somebody at the end of January and then, you know, mid-February, which is Valentine's Day, rolls around, like, it's weird not to celebrate it. And I'm not saying, like, a grandiose, like, huge celebration of it. But, like, do a little something. And, like, make fun of the fact, like, yeah, we only got together a month ago. Like, weird timing. But I think, man, it's romantic. Okay, Have fun. I love Valentine's Day.
My question, and this is important. Because if you're not exclusive,
yeah,
right, like you're a few weeks in,
yeah,
there's a chance they could be celebrating Valentine's Day with like multiple people,
yeah.
That's like, exactly, I mean, they might be celebrating their bodies with multiple people, and you might be too. Like,
body
I
celebration,
just, yeah. Listen, I'm just saying.
No,
what is the actual cutoff? We are or we aren't? Because it's a bit of a gray area. Where's the line?
See, I think that you should be having those exclusivity talks like sooner,
how
probably
soon?
Than a month.
How long did you take Michelle before you had the exclusivity talk?
Like 3-4 months?
No.
When did you start dating?
Because we started dating in a pandemic, so it was like June. But so we had to speak about like having other partners.
When did you start?
We started at the beginning of June.
When did you become official, quote unquote, partners?
Yeah, when did you not cringe when we said girlfriend?
Mid-September.
Jax!
But I knew that I had said to her, if I sleep with somebody else or if I kiss somebody else, like, I'm going to let you know. And she had the exact same reaction with me because it's a pandemic. You got to be honest about who you're swapping spit with. Stop it, boys.
I just think the goalpost moves there a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny. Do as I say, but not as I do.
Hey!
Interesting.
So here it is. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Can anybody define this?
Yeah.
Can we get somebody to say, no, this is the reason. It starts here.
It ends here.
It's a month. TJ says a month. Do you agree with Teach? Or do you agree with Jax? It's whatever I feel like today.
Hey! I'm just saying it. Do what you feel. Take that bell away from him.
What's the moon saying?
Stop it.
I'm such a Capricorn.
This. This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
At what point do you start celebrating Valentine's Day? Like, how long do you need to be dating somebody for Valentine's Day to be like, oh, this is our thing? Because here's the thing. When you first start dating somebody, like, for the first month or two, it's like...
weird.
It is weird because you like each other, especially if you go on for more than like 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, clearly there's something here.
Yeah.
Not sure how this goes, but they could be seeing somebody else.
Yeah.
So are they celebrating Valentine's Day with multiple people? Because that would be my question. And I'm... just so you know me, I'm always going to revert to what's the cheapest option.
Adam.
So if I don't have to splurge for Valentine's Day, I'm going to take that option. I'm on team that.
Cheap man.
It's hard to align myself with you, but unfortunately in this case we have.
All right, so the question at 999-999, when do you say, what's the cutoff line? Because it's a bit of a gray area. TJ?
From the 289, it's never too early and never too late to celebrate Valentine's. If you are in a relationship, then you are celebrating Valentine's no matter if it started the day before Valentine's.
That's right.
The thing with that, though, is you're saying relationship. Mm. And just because you're dating someone for a couple weeks doesn't mean you're in a relationship.
It is some sort of a relationship, whether it's a casual one or an actual relationship. No.
Yeah, but you also have a relationship with, like, the barista at Starbucks.
You are not saying this. Okay, you have to understand. Jax and I are having this very heated conversation because Jax was dating somebody for 3 months and wouldn't call it a relationship, nope. wouldn't even call it but relating.
We said that's your girlfriend, she would go, no, 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 it's not my girlfriend.
No,
but you got after me.
And then we were like, oh, you got after me, Adam. It's not even that.
Yeah. You got after me. You said it is a form of a relationship, so it's a relationship. So my wizard words are coming back at you.
I don't know about
next
all that.
Text message.
From the 289, I went on the first date with my now fiance on February 10th, 3 years ago. We celebrated Valentine's Day. It did feel a bit odd, they mentioned. And now we're getting married on February 12th, which is 15 days away.
Oh,
there's no right or wrong answers, whatever feels right to you.
I said happy birthday.
I've heard
there.
That.
I don't know why I said happy birthday.
Hey, happy
Merry
marriage.
Christmas. Yeah.
Happy marriage.
We got a great text message. We had to call Conchi. Good morning. What's going on?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We saw your text message and we had to call you back.
Perfect.
So Conchi has got the definitive answer, guys, on what we need to do for Valentine's Day. What is the actual cutoff where you are, like, you're in a new thing, you're not even really sure if it's a relationship? Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Don't you celebrate Valentine's Day? What's your theory?
Okay, so I started dating my boyfriend around June, but I feel that, and before, I feel that if you started dating around Christmas, you've already kind of been through that, like, you know, vacation time, celebration time, and don't celebrate Christmas if you started dating around Christmas. After that, you've kind of passed the threshold. You can go ahead and celebrate Valentine's Day. If anything after Christmas, it's too early. Don't
okay.
do it.
Oh,
so Christmas is the cutoff.
All right.
Yeah. I was hoping, Conchi, that you would agree with me. however.
I love you guys. I love listening to you guys in the morning.
Love you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Conchi, just because we love you, and don't take this as a bribe, but it is, we're going to hook you up with a blank will waited blanket. Congratulations.
Yay.
Yes. Hey.
And it's so the celebration of Bell Let's Talk Day, which is today, to help keep the mental conversation going. And we've paired up with Sleep Country, and we're giving away these blankets every single hour. And we're also donating one. Every one that we give away, we're also going to donate one to the Gifts of Life program at CAMH.
Yes.
That's amazing.
You're amazing.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Great.
Love you.
Yeah, I think I might have said it too early. That's okay.
It's all good.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Thank you, Adam. Toronto is getting a new beach. According to CreateTO, the Leslie Slip Lookout Park will be a new destination in Toronto's Portlands, located on the Martin Goodman Trail at the entrance to Tommy Thompson Park. Adam, where is that?
That is in the East End, where things are really happening. And these West End people, I'm surrounded by West End people in this room. Producer Jesse, Jax, and TJ have no idea.
More like Best End.
I've never left the East End. I've always lived east of Yonge Street. Grew up in Scarborough. Yeah. I'm going to ignore that comment. I'm just going to let it, you know, those drive-by comments.
Sure.
And we are getting beaches. We already have the beaches.
Yeah, cool.
And
we're going to
get, we got ash bridges. We got our docks.
Sounds like lipstick on a pig to me.
Wow.
Whoa.
Do not. We're going to have, you know what we need
triple
to do?
Triple nine, double nine if TJ overstepped his
bounds. We need to have an east versus west battle on this show.
Let's start it right now.
Well, I mean, it's already started.
Yeah. I like how I moved to the West End like 6 weeks ago. And I'm like, I'm on the West End.
I'm a Liberty guy.
Yeah, you lived on like Yonge Street.
Yeah. Like, what do I know? Yeah. Toronto is no longer one of Canada's sexiest cities. This is according to the online retailer Pink Cherry. They kicked Toronto off the list this year. The top 10 cities, or the top 5 cities, pardon me, Calgary, Surrey, Edmonton, Ottawa, and Winnipeg. London, Hamilton, and Brampton beat us out of the top 10 as well. We're number 11 on the list. Last year, we were number 8.
And this is made up of like who's ordering the most toys, right?
Yeah. Essentially, it's like sales and stuff.
Okay.
The theory being, Adam, well, you talked about this a couple hours ago, is that because a lot of people moved out of downtown and they're into places like Hamilton and Brampton and all that fun stuff.
And their parents' house.
Yeah.
And there's nobody there.
You can't have a lot of visitors at your parents' house. So you got to trust a robot. You know what I mean?
That's You know what? That's the only robot I trust.
There you go.
That's a good one to trust. Kraft Dinner is releasing a limited edition candy Kraft Dinner, and everyone online is very upset about it, as they should be. Luckily, you can only win these boxes. You can't buy them. Kraft is going to be giving away lucky winners boxes as long as they follow the company and woo them with their best pickup line or cheesy love lines on social media. They're available now through February 14th, and hopefully if you win one, you will just throw them into the ocean. And that is what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you very much, TJ. In exactly 2 minutes and 43 seconds, which is the length of this song, it will be time to give you another key word. To live rent-free! How about that? 2021, not paying one bit of rent? We can make it happen for you with Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.